spring, summer, winter, seems that I've experienced all three during this past week. I went to Los Angeles a couple of days ago. When I first got there, it was 55 degrees. The next day, it was around 90 degrees, which is very interesting. Back here at the same time, it was in the 40s and raining. Now I think it's in the 60s. We can never seem to tell the times or seasons lately when it comes to the weather. People say that it's because it's spring and we can expect that, but you know, when I was young, we didn't expect it to the degree at which it is happening today. To think that it could be 70 one day and then the next day it could be snowing or having snow flurries and the temperature at night could go down to 17 was something that was impossible when I was growing up. I guess we are experiencing something like the frog in the pot where they slowly turn up the heat and before the frog can even feel the difference, it's too late to jump out. And it's dead. I think that is what is happening with the weather and all of the global warming and pumping fossil fuels into the air. And it's kind of scary because I don't really think there is much that we can do about it. One thing that we can do about it, though, is learn to live in the here and now. And learn to enjoy what we have. Because the best things in life are right in front of us, even though we miss them sometimes. Have you ever thought of some experience that you had in the past? A place where you lived or some activity you were involved in long term that you thought was bad, but now you look at it. And all kinds of thoughts and memories about how pleasant things were come up. And you realize that things weren't that bad at that time. You realize that 20, 30, 40, 50 good things were happening. But you were only concentrating on the one or two bad things. So that you never really enjoy the good. That is what I think life is like right now. In this case, we are being swamped with the negativity, swamped with the bad things on purpose from the news media, social media, because the bad things get more clicks. And they also damage us more. They make us angry or depressed. They divide us and conquer us so that we can't work together to change a system where a few people who are prospering beyond measure just continue to get more and more, and where the weak-minded who need to prove themselves worthy and better than others, continually help them for existential reasons. To prove that they have more worth and dignity than everyone else. That is the world we find ourselves in. And in this world, we must learn to focus on that which is good and beautiful and lovely. The same way we used to focus on the painful and fearful in the past. We must learn to live in a world that seems to be falling apart while daring to look up at the sunshine and the clouds, the beautiful blue sky, daring to look at the green grass and the beautiful trees, daring to look at our friends and neighbors and not only hang around them or argue with them or whatever we do, but to find the good, to bring together the good, to create groups, and to create a larger community where people care about each other more than about things. I think somehow we have been tricked into giving away the most important things in life, and I think it's time to reclaim them. One of the major things is community. We can live in a diverse community while at the same time being afraid to talk with our neighbors because we have been conditioned so much to fear them. We have been conditioned so much that we're afraid to say the wrong things that will offend people by mistake. We have been conditioned, and sometimes if we do make a mistake and say something offensive, people take it the wrong way. They think that we have a problem, or we are stupid, or we have some deficit when we have never learned to communicate with each other because we have been separated on purpose so that we couldn't. And so we all become victims, the one who is blaming and the one who just says the wrong word, or to say the word that is not politically correct, gets badgered and beat down. It's time for us to be willing to talk with each other, to listen to each other, and to communicate with a combination of our hearts and our heads, instead of just going off and reacting, instead of acting. In other words, I'm saying it's time for us to reclaim our true humanity. That humanity is that creative, divine spark of divinity that has the power to choose how to act and to react. If we are to be free, that freedom must start on the inside. We cannot have buttons inside or levers to be hooked on and pulled, or unhealed places that allow various entities to hook into our pain and suffering and turn us against those who would heal us and help us. We have to get rid of all of that and dare not only to see but to live in the beauty around us, fulfilling a very old statement that most of us don't really understand anymore. It says that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And eventually, we will realize when we look at the beauty and see the beauty, that it is not something separate from us. That beauty is a reflection of our essence and our divinity. Yet beauty is in the eye of the beholder, because beauty is the beholder. We invite you to follow us, to donate to us on this channel and support us so that we can do more work at spreading the news. Spreading the news about what? The beauty and the wonder and the grace within every individual. Visit our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. There you can visit our YouTube channel and can learn more about our free Qigong lessons for those who care. Namaste. So the question is this. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be satisfied? Do you want to be a real success in life? Because being successful Real success does not mean performing for other people and getting the okay from a system that is so dedicated to the acquisition of material things that they will turn people out during a pandemic and force them to go to work. Cut off all kinds of medical care. Cut off the funds that are necessary to buy masks or to get the person to the hospital and get them out without causing them to be bankrupt? Do you want a system like that giving you their stamp of approval? Because no matter how painful it may seem, that is the type of system that we live in. One that would rather spend 60% of its income making bombs and weapons of mass destruction and nothing for health care or for free or lowered priced college or for infrastructure changes that will mean something like solar energy or windmills or the other things that will save the earth. Unfortunately, our past and what is doing now shows us what type of system this is. And I would dare say that the seal of this system is like the kiss of death. Because it is not telling us we're doing something right when we get a seal. It's telling us that we may be participating in something that is dangerous and wrong and harmful to the rest of the world. Our success has to be shown not on graphs or not by looking like images of people we see on TV who have rehearsed and exercised and put on the right makeup and expensive clothing to pretend like they're normal. No, our excellence means having friends, having a community, being able to do things with people, being able to even break down sometimes and be held, to shout with anger and be understood, to laugh together, to uphold each other, to cry together. That is what community is about, and that is what we do not have. That's what none of the trinkets that we can buy will ever bring us. We may have all the money in the world, but we will not have community. And community based on the acquisition of things or the trade of things is not real community, because it is not real love. It is using each other to feather each other's nests. And when that happens, no love is possible. Only the creation of hatred toward those who are not as well off as we are, to hide the knowledge that we are participating in a system that kills. No, the success we have been told about is backwards. It's negative. It's not good. What is good is having friends and a family, doing something to help those people in our community, serving the general public, promoting the general welfare. That is what is good and just and beautiful. It is just and beautiful to learn to create, to paint, to sing, to write music, to do sculptures, do anything that allows the body to work and free itself and to express its creativity out into the world. That is what success is, whether we make millions of dollars at it, or we admire it ourselves, or have our friends and family admire it. Success is not the outcome of the action. Success is the ability and the desire to do the action. When we begin to do art, we have succeeded at art. And as long as we continue to do art, we succeed at art. Many people, of course, will not agree with this. But yet again, they have been raised in the system that I have talked about previously. So their understanding may be a little tainted also. If one has to learn what beauty looks like, I don't think that is the real beauty. It is a made-up beauty. It comes from the consensus of many people and the powerful ones who are able to push their point of view forward and make us go along with it or feel like we are lacking if we don't. Beauty is something that comes from the heart and the mind and the spirit. Beauty is the presence of God that we can see not only outside of ourselves, but within ourselves. Beauty is life. Beauty is what we are. When we are awake, when we can get past the twisting and warping of the world and realize that the universe is a place of beauty, place of love, a place of creativity where stars are being born every 15 seconds, according to Matthew Fox. And on this earth, many species are being born. Trees, flowers are opening up. Everything is working together in harmony, moving toward complexity. It is our time to work in harmony with the earth. But in order to do that, we must work in harmony with other species. And to do that, we must work in harmony with our human family, with those closest to us, while being true to ourselves. We must work in harmony with our family, our friends and our community, and draw on those who are like-minded, those who want to reclaim their power, those who want to stand up and to create the type of world that includes justice, equity, compassion, and unconditional love. And most of all, an adverse reaction when it comes to hurting others or taking from others in order to prosper oneself. We can build this world of love together, but we must take the chance to do it by loving ourselves, seeing the beauty in ourselves, and learning to concentrate on that which is loving and beautiful and good, even in the midst of our battle against evil and injustice. For we are the world that we want to make. Now we can make it together. We can make it together.